بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث السادس عن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: لو أنكم تتوكلون على الله حق توكله لرزقكم كما يرزق الطير تغدو خماسا وتروح بطانا. We are still in this chapter of having yaqeen, full conviction on the being of Allah Ta'ala and all the system of Allah Ta'ala, the life of the Akhirat, and that Allah Ta'ala is the sole and only provider of everything, and to put our full trust on Allah Ta'ala. In this is the sixth hadith in this chapter, to make us understand the great value of having trust in Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa anhum narrate that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, لو أنكم تتوكلون على الله حق توكله. If you people had tawakkul, trust on Allah Ta'ala, as your trust in Allah Ta'ala should have been. That is, one is we have trust according to what we think, but how it should be, the required amount of trust. If we had that full trust on Allah Ta'ala tawakkul, لَرَزَقَكُمْ كَمَا يَرْزُقُ الطَّيْرِ. Allah should have fed us as He feeds the birds. As the birds, Allah Ta'ala feeds the birds, we see the birds don't go out and work anywhere. They haven't got any shops. They don't go and work in an office, they don't get a salary, but they are getting their rosy all the time. And the other animals also, but particularly the birds have been given as an example. We see the birds everywhere. All animals we don't see everywhere, but birds we see everywhere. So we see how Allah Ta'ala gives them their rosy. Tahdu khimasa, when they wake up in the morning, they are hungry. Their stomachs are empty. وَتَرُوحُ بِطَانَا. And at night when they return to their nest again, then their stomachs are filled. And without having any shop or any, they don't have a kitchen, they don't have a deep freeze, they don't have a pantry to keep the things, but they are being fed all the time. And ma'anahu, the meaning of this is explained, تَذْهَبُ أَوَّلَ النَّهَارِ خِمَاسًا. They go out in the early morning hungry. Hey, ذامرت البطون من الجوع. Their stomachs are empty and they have hunger in their stomachs. They get up in the morning in that state. وترجعوا آخر النهار بطانا. And they return again the last part of the day, just before sunset. They usually return all to their nests again. And this time they are, hey, mumtalitatal butun. Their stomachs are filled. They have every day their full rosy. And in fact, we see that Allah give them fresh food. We were not having tawakkul, we are eating food from the deep freezers. And then we are putting them in the microwave. So from there we eat, and we are eating 6 months stale food, that which we bought as fresh, but how long it was stale already before, from the time it was harvested, the manufacturers prepared it, etc., going to the warehouses and then going to the retail shops, etc., wholesalers, retail shops. So we, and by not having trust in Allah, we have that we are eating all the time stale food. And not only stale food, now has come the time, all modified food we are eating. Whereas the birds still eat natural food, and therefore their health will be also much more better. Today everything that we are eating practically, whether it be the rice we are eating, even the fruit we are having, it's all modified. And Allah alone knows if there is any or what benefit there is in that food and the fruit. But had we had that full trust in Allah Ta'ala, then Allah should have fed us, you know, like the birds He feeds, and at the same time Allah Ta'ala should have fed us with all this good and healthy food. And this type of life, which is more abnormal, is more what we call in the first world countries. Till today also, which are the more primitive countries, and particularly in the rural areas, in the little villages, they still have very good food. They have the very fresh food and they have the very healthy food. And the more we think we are more advanced and we are in first world countries, the more we are abnormal. And the more we are eating food that is stale food, and that then we infect ourselves also. We prepare it in such a way that is also so unhealthy. We haven't got time, and we take the food and we put it into the microwave. That is, as somebody said, putting it into the fire of Jahannam. And then we bring it out and we eat it. After all that was food that was so stale, that is modified now, and then still we also prepare it all in the wrong way. Not on a nice open flame, and we prepare the food, but we also prepare it. Therefore, the amount of health problems that we have today, and the weakness that we have, young people, the weakness they have mentally, physically, etc., compared to what those people have to eat natural good food. And also, as it is said, our whole lifestyle has changed also. When a person gives up walking, then he gives up all his good health also. And today, generally, we hardly walk. And if we walk to the masjid, etc., as much as we can, if we walk, there is great, great health in walking. Our whole system has changed. And then we want to fill that up with going to do jogging a little bit, or going gymming, etc., where we do the unnatural, and we're going to do more unnatural things. There is no need in an Islamic and a natural society for any gymming or jogging also. If we just do our own work, whether it is at home also, and if we walk to the masjid, then that will be great good health for us and great goodness. So Allah give us tawfiq that we can also, how the birds have their full trust in Allah Ta'ala, we also have a lifestyle like that. And even today we will see it is the same Allah who is providing for the birds, and He will provide for us also. So we, the recipients, have changed. Just like after Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali passed away, and Maulana Yusuf Sahib Kandilvi, his son, became the Amir. Then people advised him that your father was of a different level. He had full trust in Allah Ta'ala, feeding so many people at the Markaz, 2,000, 5,000 people for lunch on a daily basis. And supper again, you are not at that level, so you should be careful, and you shouldn't go to those lengths and do all that what your father was doing. He gave one simple answer, and he said the giving hand hasn't changed, only the receiving hand has changed. So the giver is still the same, it is Allah Ta'ala. And we who are the receivers, it is just for us to put that trust in Allah. And the minute we just make a little inclination, Allah's help comes also. And Allah makes us strong in our intention. But we must just incline a little bit, and then Allah Ta'ala's help comes. And then we will see the great help of Allah, and how good our lifestyle and all the details will also become. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.